This is Jason, and I want to thank you for taking the time to download this Alpha Test episode of the Grace Station podcast. I have been thinking about creating a grace-centric podcast for many years, and I think now's the time to do it. Through a lot of prayer and a lot of folks just coming up and saying, hey, we'd love to have some audio that we could listen to on our ride to work or around the house or in the shop, I really feel motivated to get online, grab the recorder, and just talk about the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. I am the pastor at Journey Community Church in Vidalia, Georgia. Actually, at Journey, we call it the senior leader, with the concept there of leading and shepherding the flock with a leadership team. And that's just a great group of believers who really just passionately care about Jesus and want to just express His grace in our church and in our worship and now online. And so with their encouragement, I sat down to record some teachings about grace. And so I've come up with a format and a concept and a structure for the podcast that I think will work. And here's how it's going to go. What we'll do is we'll record my teaching on Sunday morning, and then I will bring it home and kind of edit it down into kind of a manageable 15 to 20 minutes. Now, sometimes that means I can just present all of the teaching in one 15 or 20 minute podcast, or we may need to break it into two 15 to 20 minute podcast. I do tend to go a little long sometimes. But then what we'll do is on Wednesday, I'll sit down either by myself or with someone from the church or a friend or someone that I know understands and loves Jesus and is understanding His grace, and talk about just a topic from Scripture or go through a Bible study, just something that's kind of expresses what grace is. And we'll release those on like Thursday. So we'll release the teaching like Tuesday morning, and then the more informal teaching, we'll release that on Thursday. So our release schedule will be Tuesdays and Thursdays. Now, just to let you know, I'm really excited about this. This is an opportunity, and this is just a test episode. I wanted to just put it out there, see what you guys were thinking. We're going to release this at thegracestation.com. And you can connect with us at facebook.com/thegracestation. That's all one word, The Grace Station. And that's how I'm going to release this audio. That may change over time. If it does, I'll give you plenty of heads up. But that's kind of the easiest. That's a website that I manage and run and have for several years, where I just write down some articles. And you may want to go through those archives there and actually read some of the stuff that I've written. That would be a blessing to me if you would read those and give me your feedback on what you think about those. But the goal of this is really to share our teaching about Christ, His grace, His mercy, and His love, and to encourage you throughout the week so that, you know, if it's Thursday afternoon, Friday morning, and you're just kind of in that, I need some, you know, pick me up from Christ, that perhaps this would just be one of those little things in your life that you would be blessed by that would keep us moving forward in our growth of understanding the grace and mercy of Christ. And so, you can find us on the Grace Station. We're going to link to this from our journeychurchga.com website. And you can always follow me on Twitter at The Grace Station or at journeychurchga. So I'll say that again slowly. The Grace Station is our Twitter handle, or journeychurchga. Now, journeychurchga is for our church, and The Grace Station is for just a podcast. So however you want to connect, that's cool. Again, thank you so much for downloading and playing this beta test episode. I do want to let you know what our first topic is going to be. We're going to roll through and look at all of the greetings in the New Testament letters that Paul wrote to the various churches. And we're going to see what he kind of opens up his teaching with. I think that's pretty powerful. Those of you who understand kind of how the ancient world worked and how that would have happened, you know, when we write a letter, we put our names at the end, you know, love so-and-so, sincerely so-and-so. But in those days, they front-loaded their letters with the information about the person who was authoring the letter. And Paul does that, but in the middle of that kind of formula for writing a letter that pretty much everyone would have used, Paul kind of puts in some really cool things that are very distinctive to him and pretty powerful teaching. Paul kind of starts out with some amazing stuff. I'm reminded of in Colossians where he talks about in the second verse, grace and peace from God our Father. And that word "and" is one of those awesome words, and it's the idea that it's almost the peace that is grace or the grace that is peace. And it's kind of this neat connective word. And that word peace, that's not just some, and I wrote about this somewhere this past week, that's not just some emotional feeling or a cessation of violence or, you know, a stabilizing between two enemies. That word peace literally means a union with. So right there in his first, 50 words, Paul has already communicated to the people of Colossae in the book of Colossians that he wants them to receive and understand and experience the love, the grace, the mercy, the extended arm of God, the extended love of God, and be in union with God, to experience fellowship and union with God. I mean, he just starts it off like that. Like, that's not something that he says chase after. It's something that he's going to teach them to rest in. And so the little nuggets like that to just encourage you that God's not grace is not something we earn. His favor is not something we strive after and we hope for and we long for, but that it's a possession that we have now if we have trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior. And so I just want to be able to drop some little things like that into your heart from time to time. And so this first month, we're going to look through his introductory paragraphs or statements in those chapters. And we're just going to kind of go, man, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. And it's going to be, I think, a real blessing. I know it's going to be a blessing for me to study it. I hope as I teach it and talk about it, it's a blessing for you. I'm humbled that anyone would listen to or pay attention to what I would have to say. And I'm really thankful if you downloaded or subscribed or played this episode. And I'd love your feedback. You could do that at Facebook. You could do that on Twitter. You can do that in the comment section, all at The Grace Station. So it's thegracestation.com, twitter.com/thegracestation, facebook.com/thegracestation. As always, if you are in the Vidalia, Tombs, Soperton area, we want you to come and worship with us at Journey Community Church Sunday mornings, 10:30 a.m. in the auditorium at Southeastern Technical College. It's really casual. We gather around 10:15 for coffee and donuts, hang out, and 10:30, 10:35, we all kind of walk in together. Worship is amazing. We have just such a cool praise and worship team, and they just bless us. And our band is awesome. And then we come in, and then it's just 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes of just experiencing truth and grace and love together. And I really do think you'd dig it. If you're unchurched or de-churched, you've been to church, and maybe, I don't know, your experience there, I think we've all had our ups and downs with church as a thing. We want you to experience church as a group of people who would care about you and welcome you. And that's the job. That's our job. Our job is to make you feel welcome, and we hope we do that. Again, thank you so much for listening and subscribing and downloading and playing, and expect the very first official version of the Grace Station podcast to launch Tuesday morning, January 5th. Thank you so much, and y'all have a blessed and awesome week. Thank you.